So that's the parash, the beginning of the parash we learned yesterday in the Shalshus, we discussed that Yaakov Avinu asked Hashem, "Ani nami mi yarochi mi yareisa," and he's worried that Esau wouldn't want to attach himself to him. So he's very worried. So Chazal, we then mentioned before, it says two lashonos. Rashi says, he says, "Vayiro Yaakov me'oy v'yetzelo." Yaakov was very worried. V'yetzelo, he had a tremendous tzar, even a stronger lashon of worry. So the Chazal bring down what was he so? What was the two lashonos we mentioned yesterday in Rashi? This lady had a dirim chat. He feared Vayetza, and he had a tremendous pachat from it. It bothered him very, very much. Vayiro Sher Yehorek. Vayetza loy. And Yaragis Achere. So the kasha is very obvious. The Mephoshim asked the question that why was Yaakov worried when he's going to kill somebody else? Aloy, the halacha is Abol, or Orgacho, or Hashkim, or Orgacho. There's halacha in Hilchos Shulchan Aruch. And if someone's coming to kill you, you're allowed to go and kill him. Not only that, if someone's coming to kill somebody else, you're allowed to stop, and it's called a roide. If you see somebody else trying to kill somebody physically, you're allowed to kill him. And also spiritually, you see a guy trying to do something spiritual to somebody, you're allowed to do something to that guy also. You see a bacha trying to do something to another bacha spiritually, you should have had it. You have a chiyuv. We said yesterday, shmuz is more chamur, you know, hurting somebody spiritually than physically. So you're allowed to go over and knock him down. See to a guy trying to pass on a magazine or something. You chas v'shalom something bad to somebody else, an iPod. Just to run over and knock that guy down, take and break the iPod. It's a roidev. In physical and a roidev spiritually. You guys trying to harm a person's neshama, he's a roidev also. So the Yira Yetzalot, he was afraid and he was very, very scared. So Chazal say that he was afraid he was going to kill somebody else. So that, like the first question, so what's the pshat? Why is he afraid he's going to kill somebody else? Hello, he's a heta. Esau was coming to kill him. He's a ball of argacha. So someone would die, because the pshat is maybe he'll kill others. And not Esav. Esav was allowed to kill. But others, he was protecting others from being killed. And Daloch is over there, you have to be more medactic. So I am, this is a Chum brings the Farshim that want to say that Pshat. But two Ha'ars I want to say, and maybe the Pshat over here. But it's like, many people have the wrong Hashkafa, Jewish Hashkafa. You want to fight? That's most people think that, you know, the way to handle a battle, Jews, we handle battle, we fight. We're not going to be pushovers. If somebody starts with me, I'm going to give it to him. I'll show him what for. I'll give it to him. And that's negedas atoyah. Not to say that when it comes to you, it starts beating you up, okay, punch harder. I have to get some yisurim. My Rebbe said I have some aveiros, so I have to get yisurim. We're not mechuyev to take oinch from yisurim. But we have to, Yaakov Avinu was davening, that he doesn't want to have to enter into such a scenario. Why do I have to enter into such a scenario? And it pains him very much. Because to hurt somebody else, to cause harm and physical pain to somebody else, hurts me very much. Even more than the pain. He was afraid he would be hurt, but he was even more afraid to hurt somebody else. Because a tzaddik, a yid, or Yaakov Avinu is the tzir hashkava of a yid, is we don't want to cause pain to anybody else in this world. Come on, Rabbi. We got to give, you know, knock it to him. If we have to, we can knock it to him. We have to show our strength, and we have to fight back, and we have to cause pain. No. Even if it's right, I might say, what's Yaakov worried about? He's only self-defense. Self-defense, Rabbi, I gotta learn self-defense. I'm only doing self-defense. And if he did this other, he'd be 100% right, and for Ken, it'd be a mitzvah. It'd be the right thing to do. But Yaakov says, why do I have to come on to that? Why do I have to cause pain to, who is he worried about? If I say, Esav a Russia wants to kill him, wants to hurt him, not only hurt him, he's got a whole army who wants to hurt Acherim. His whole Still, Yaakov Avinu says, why do I have to be put in this situation that I might have to cause pain to somebody else? There's a Boyadikim Yisoyga Boysa. That's what Yaakov Avinu was worried about. He's worried about that, why in Hanami it could be I'm mechuyev to do it and I have to do it. But why do I put in such a scenario that I have to cause pain to somebody else? Because Tzadikim, Tamil Chachamim, Yiddish mention don't want to cause pain to somebody else, and certainly not physical pain. They try to avoid fights. And he got, oh, I don't mind. If he pushes me, I'll push him back. I don't mind fighting. I'm working out in the gym. I don't want blooding that guy's nose. I don't mind. It's good. They say bloodletting is very good for health. I'll help him a lot. I'll make sure he's very healthy. A lot of blood will be drawn from that guy's nose. Bloody Sam, we'll call him. Why? Because he started with me, so I'll start with him. Even if it's right, a place that a person should be worried and should be careful. I don't want to cause harm to anybody else. A yid always is doing that, no matter who is, even in Russia. I don't want to cause harm. If you have to, as a shalom, b'ol ha-hargacha, that's the right hashkafa. Hashkim ha-hargacha. You have to, if a guy's coming to kill you, a guy's coming to damage you, you have to take the first step and make sure you go hashkim. You initiate it. Go out and do the battle beforehand. But daven, they don't want to come on to cause pain to everybody in this world. That's what we should daven. We shouldn't sit in the bodybuilding room waiting. You want to build up your body to feel good about yourself. It's the greatest thing in the world. Everybody needs to feel self-esteem. It's a kavadik. It's not to be physical fit. I'm building up because I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting for somebody to stop me. Oh boy, am I going to send them somewhere on both sides. He's gonna get out of Ramat Shlomo quicker than the 56 box. I'll send him to the moon, all right. The boy said, this is not that shkafa. We're not training our bodies in order that we can fight better and get to fight. Because that's Yaakovino says, we don't want to be in fights. We have to, we're there. We're training us. You want to feel good about it. You want to be healthy. Excellent. The greatest thing, work out more, feel healthy, feel strong. But not kidding. That I should cause pain to another year to somebody else in this world. Even Ace of Russia. We don't want to cause pain to people. That's not our you saw. I want to inflict pain on people. Klaiso is so, we're not afflictors of pain. If we have to, Klaiso are the biggest fighters. Now, if we don't fight, we'll fight through our life. We'll fight, and it's the right thing to fight. The partisans, everything, it was a pitoira. We have to fight for our life. When it's necessary. There's no reason you have to roll over and play dead. You let Hashkim Hargus Allah, a person coming to kill you, you gotta fight, you try to fight back. But you're not asked, we don't ask for that. We don't train for that. We're not trained to be boxers, Rabbi Sai. I remember Mishiva's name Saul, they got up and they said, Yaakov Weinberg Shlita Zatal, he was then the Yeshiva, he got up and said, tackle football is awesome. Who's ever had to play tackle football? You hurt somebody. Who gets to have to spar? To boxing, a person. Mamish also doraisa. You cause pain. There's no heter. Even to kraksusi, to tear your garments. If a guy has to punch you in the face, you're not allowed to do that. It's not so partial. There's aruch hashulchan that says maybe if they're both of us, it's not partial. Rabbi says it's not partial. I'll be Allah, you're allowed to cause a chabur when a guy wants. Tzorachin, there's aruch hashulchan, whatever. But the etzem to inflict pain is not partial. It's not partial. They are poiskim, not poiskim. But even if there's mutafi Allah, because some hold when there's a wrestling and a person's fighting, he agrees to go into it, it could be a little easy. Baruch HaShulchan we once found. But even if there's a heter, it's very not what a yid should be always thinking about that. To want to afflict pain. And therefore, Rabbi Sai, we should always be careful. These in Yonah, Rabbi Sai, we should always be careful that our desire is that we should talk and make other people do tshuva, should down for them to do tshuva. We should seek after them to tshuva. We should find ways to do tshuva. Yaakovino is punished because he puts Dina in a box. Why? Maybe he couldn't mekayev the tshuva. That's what we have to daven. Instead of, you know what, this guy's no good. I'll show him who's boss. I'll explain it to him. I'll explain it, but not with my mouth. I have another way of explaining things to this guy. He understands much quicker with my mouth because he gets it in the mouth. So man, it's much quicker. But that's not what we're asking for the person. If they try as much as possible not to inflict pain on other people in any way, especially not physical pain. And if Chas V'Shalom comes to that we have to inflict pain, it should be like Yaakov Avinu, Hatzileni, no, Hashem should save me. There should be mushba from it. And Be'ez Hashem, if we are careful not to inflict pain on others, Hashem will help, that we won't have any pain, or we'll only have simcha and nachas kol yameinu.